Nolte, Democrat run ostinate brink due to police staffing collapse. By John Nolte on March 4, 2024. Today's heartwarming story of Democrats getting what they voted for takes us to Austin, Texas, where a police staffing crisis exploded the murder rate. And according to a report, there were no cops at all in a section of the city on one Saturday in February. Austin, Texas residents are expressing outrage over police staffing shortages and longer 911 call response times in the aftermath of the city council's vote to defund the department in 2020, the New York Post reported. It gets better. In February, a section of the city was notably left without a single police officer for a few hours on a Saturday due to the ongoing shortages, the Post noted. Each year since 2017, we've lost more officers than we've hired, Austin Police Association President Michael Bullock warned. We had to cut our specialized units and force detectives to work backfill on patrol just to try and respond to 911 calls. Bullock added, "Our staffing has been set back at least 15 years. And at the same time, we've dealt with a population growth of over 250,000 new residents. Here's the rub. In 2020, following the Black Lives Matter riots, Austin City Council voted unanimously to cut up to $150 million from its police department budget, about 34% of its current total, and reinvest the funds in other services. The following year, the Texas legislature passed a law essentially forcing Austin to restore the funding, but the officer shortage persists. What the Austin City Council did was horrific to the community," Fraternal Order of Police Vice President Joe Gomalotti told Fox News Digital. "There is no one left to fill these shortages because the city council treats officers like scum. Now, responses are over 10 minutes for emergency calls. Some districts are left without staff. City council should learn their lesson over violent crime. 2021 was the highest ever for recorded murders and, since then, the murder rate continues to stay close to that high and looks like 2024 will not be any better. People are dying over bad decisions. Last year, the department was on the verge of a staffing collapse after 40 officers filed retirement papers following a 9-2 city council vote to scrap a 4-year contract that the city had previously agreed to in principle and instead pursue a 1-year contract that the police union's board had rejected. You see, these Austin idiots have cornered themselves. They can either 1. Allow their city to implode or 2. Admit they were wrong. The problem for Austin is that leftists never admit they are wrong. In their twisted minds, they are not wrong. Rising crime is the goal. Violence is the goal. Urban blight is the goal. Chronic homelessness, poverty, and drug abuse are the goals. It's all laid out right here. The dummy voters are in a similar spot. They hate us maggotards and would rather see their city go full shithole before handing us a toljazo. Pride is such an awful and insidious thing. The inability to admit you are wrong is a devastating handicap. But that's what the voters will have to do, admit they were wrong and that we maggotards are right about supporting your police force and locking up violent criminals and 3-time losers. While I wish no physical harm on anyone, watching the smug and prideful lose their city brings me nothing but joy. It's no different than watching Kinlaw implode, or the Disney grooming syndicate lose billions. These voters, politicians, media outlets, and entertainment conglomerates are only victims of one thing: laughably stupid choices based on deranged and fascist thinking. These people are so smug and self-involved that they honestly believe their greatness can alter human nature. Criminals will see the light, news consumers will enjoy being lied to, and parents will subject their small children to gay sex, transvestites, and other queering and grooming propaganda. Burn, baby, burn. Get a free autographed book plate if you purchase John Nolte's debut novel, Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books. This novel is a high-wire narrative that meditates on life and death and God's eternal presence. I read this book in one sitting and look forward to reading it again. This is, quite simply, a great American novel. Robert Avrake, Emmy-winning screenwriter body double, A Stranger Among Us. After your purchase, email jtmnalt@hotmail.com with your address and any personalization requests.